So the epistle for the second Sunday in Advent is taken from Romans chapter 15. Brethren, what things soever were written for our learning, that through patience and the comfort of the scriptures, we might have hope. Now the God of patience and of comfort grant you to be of one mind one towards another, according to Jesus Christ, that with one mind and with one mouth, you may glorify God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Wherefore, receive one another as Christ also hath received unto you the honor of God. For I say that Christ Jesus was minister of the circumcision for the truth of God, to confirm the promises made unto the fathers. But that the Gentiles are to glorify God for his mercy, as it is written, therefore will I confess to thee, O Lord, among the Gentiles, and will sing to thy name. And again he saith, rejoice, ye Gentiles, with his people. And again, praise the Lord, all ye Gentiles, and magnify him, all ye peoples. And again, Isaiah say, there shall be a root of Jesse, and he that shall rise up to the rule the Gentiles, and him the Gentiles shall hope. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope and in the power of the Holy Ghost. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from Matthew chapter 11. At that time, when Christ had heard in prison the works, when John had heard in prison the works of Christ, sending two of his disciples, he said to him, art thou he that art to come, or do we look for another? And Jesus, making answer, said to them, go and relate to John what you have heard and seen. The blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead rise again, the poor have the gospel preached to them. And blessed is he that shall not be scandalized in me. And when they went their way, Jesus began to say to the multitudes concerning John, what went you out into the desert to see? A reed shaken with the wind? But what went you out to see? A man clothed in soft garments? Behold, they that are clothed in soft garments are in the houses of kings. But what went you out to see? A prophet? Yea, I tell you, and more than a prophet. For this is he of whom it is written, behold, I send my angel before thy face, who shall prepare thy way before thee. Please be seated. Prepare the way. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. On the second Sunday in Advent, the gospel is given to us to see, one, the example of St. John the Baptist. And not only through his example, but the mission that St. John had in order to prepare the way for the people. We see in the collect of the Mass today this reminder, and I've told you before, the collects set the tone for the Mass. It says in the collect of the Mass to prepare the way. It is in reference to St. John the Baptist, yes. It's also in reference to us. You know, every Advent, we consider kind of the same things. We consider Advent as a time period of preparation for the coming of the Christ child, his incarnation. And I think for us, it never hurts to just always to consider these things. To constantly try to consider in our minds, how prepared are we? You know, are we preparing ourselves well enough? And so St. John the Baptist, his whole purpose, his whole mission was to prepare the people for that by preaching to them, preaching them about this Lamb of God. And then not only also with that, not only preaching about the Lamb of God, but giving them the example of sacrifice and penance. To the point that the people thought he was the Messiah. And that is why we have in the gospel account of him reminding the people, go check and see with Jesus Christ. Ask him if he is the one that we are waiting for. There was no question in St. John's mind. For St. John, he knew he was the Messiah. He had the special privilege of being visited by our Lord in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary when he was in the womb of her cousin Elizabeth. And so he knew this was Christ. Because he feared that the people would think that he is the Christ, the Messiah, the one that is to come. That is why he sent them. And then we see what our Lord responds. Tell John. Did he really have to tell John? No. But he said, relate back to John what you have seen. Relate back to John about how the blind see, the lame walk, and all of these different things, the miracles that our Lord has performed, as a reference point for these people to see that this is truly the Messiah. This is the one that we are waiting for. And so for St. John, that is what he was meant to do, to prepare the people for this step, so that they would be ready for when our Lord comes into this world. And clearly that is the same thing that we are meant to do too. We're to prepare you for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, to prepare your souls well for that. And I say, yes, every year we seem to go through the same thing. We know Advent is a time period of preparation. Advent, coming from Advenio, to come to. Our Lord is coming to us. But does it strike us that our Lord is coming to us? I mean, yes, if our Lord came in his second coming, that would be something that everyone would see, everyone would understand. But because our Lord comes to us spiritually, do we prepare well for that? I mean, do we take advantage of the things that the church gives to us to meditate and to contemplate? Do we take advantage of also the sacraments? And as I say to you, First Saturday, First Friday, do we take advantage of these things that are meant to sanctify our soul? I mean, that is why Holy Mother, the Church, gives to us these things in order as a preparation for us, a preparation to get to heaven. But with Advent, it is the same idea. Our Lord Jesus Christ will come to our souls if we have a place for him. But if we are too busy, if we have sins that have crept into our soul, there is no place for our Lord. And so it will be the exact same thing when our Lord came the first time. There's no place for him. I mean, here you have the King of the world, God, and he has to be born in a stable with animals around him. And so we can think about clearly the message that our Lord gives to us, the humility, the willingness to do God's will. But there is also clearly the message to us of the people that rejected our Lord Jesus Christ. They didn't want to have anything to do with him. And so now, as we prepare again for this great feast of Christmas, what is our soul like? Is it cluttered? Are we taking advantage of this time period to prepare ourselves for that? Or is it with everything else in life that is so busy that we basically forget, and then it's Christmas and here we go? It's time to celebrate. Christmas is one of the most beautiful time periods of the year, because we celebrate the incarnation of our Lord. If our Lord would not have come into this world, we would never have gotten to heaven. And so when you think about this Christmas season, yes, to the world, it is completely opposite. Everything in the world is just all material. It's all about receiving, and that's it. And it's very easy for us to mock that in the world. It's very easy for us because, yes, we come to this Mass, and we don't put our Christmas tree out at Thanksgiving, and we don't throw our Christmas tree out the day after Christmas. Look at all these people put up their lights, put up their things. You know, now you have like Christmas things out, you know, around Halloween or something. Who knows? And so, yes, I mean, to the world, they're completely confused. Because the world is so individual, it is so about themselves. Well, that's what they look for. That is what they promote. And so, yes, for us, it's very easy to mock these people and say they don't understand like we do. But then the question comes back, do we understand? Do we prepare ourselves well for this feast or not? Are we caught up with the same exact things that they are, but we just don't have maybe some of the external things showing? Because we don't want to be hypocritical. But what is it on the inside? I mean, that's why I say to me, the people that say, well, you can't listen to Christmas music during Advent, that's just wrong. That's just not, you're not supposed to do that. Why? If that helps you to prepare for the Christmas season, why is it wrong? And I'm not promoting putting out your Christmas tree at Thanksgiving time. I'm not saying that. You can buy Christmas trees from Holy Name today. But that's the thing that you have to understand. It's very easy for us just to look at the other people and say, they don't understand. Thankfully, we do. And who does that remind you of? The Pharisee and the publican. It's like, well, thank God I'm not like this deadbeat. You know, I give tithes. I fast. I do all of these things. And so who went home justified? The deadbeat that was kneeling on the ground. And so, yes, for the Pharisee, he thought he was the one. And so, yes, he had, you know, he was giving his tithes. He was giving, you know, he was fasting and all these other things. And it got him absolutely nowhere. Because it was not the proper spirit with it. And because the publican recognized that he was sinful. Yes, we all have our sins. And so he recognized that point. And so therefore, his things that he gave to God were much more pleasing to God. Maybe as little as they were. And that is why I say that God will reward the generosity that you give. Those people that clean and clean and clean or set up things. And maybe no one even knows who does it. You know, you come into a church and you just say, wow, it looks pretty clean. Sometimes I come to the church and it's like, wow, it's not. That's another sermon. But that is the thing, that when we come in and we just see it done and then we don't even ask any questions, don't even offer to help, it's like, oh, well. I mean, how many times have we been downstairs and our kids leave a mess and we walk out? Because, well, someone else will clean up, aren't they? I mean, I haven't seen like a schedule of who's on like cleanup crew after donuts downstairs. No, it's out of the generosity that some people stay and they clean up. For the pigsty that other people leave. And so, God is not outdone in generosity. And so you can see that clearly the Pharisee did not have that generous spirit. He was doing these things for recognition. To get the pat on the back, to say, look at all that I give, all the money I give, all the fasting I do. And it got him nothing. And so for us to realize the preparation that is needed, it is internal first and foremost. To prepare your soul for the great feast of Christmas. To take care of your soul by going to confession, by receiving the sacraments. By trying to understand the liturgical cycle and what it means for us. It was said at one point, I think it came from the Imitation of Christ, all of us are more than happy to rejoice with our Lord, but no one wants to suffer with him. It is the bandwagon mentality. When things are going well, everybody jumps on the bandwagon. When things aren't, look how quickly people fly off of it. It's like, I don't want to be associated with that. Forget that. And so when our Lord came into this world, he came as an infant. It was not what a lot of the Jews expected. It's not what they wanted. And so for them, it's like, can't be the Messiah then. This can't be the chosen one. A carpenter son? Forget it. He's got to be a king. And yet, you have the three wise men that realize that this is the king. And they bring their gifts in adoration of the true king. Because they understood. And so for us, what do we offer our Lord? Maybe we don't have a lot of money. Maybe we don't have material things. It doesn't matter. God is looking for one thing from us, and that is our soul. That is the only thing that he's asking from us. And if you want to give the best gift that you can give, it is the gift of your soul, to give of oneself to our Lord. And that is what he is asking from us. And so in this preparation, we're only at week two. In this preparation, take seriously then what you need to be preparing for. God will give us many graces. God will flood our souls with many graces during this time period. If we want them. And that's the thing that I don't understand. This whole world preaches about always receiving gifts. For them, that is all that Christmas means. And yet, Almighty God offers to us the best gifts anyone can receive. And a lot of times we have our eyes just caught on the material things of this world. And then we lose out on those graces. And then it's another year. Another year that God keeps trying to give us graces, trying to wake us up, trying to help us. And then Advent comes, and lo and behold, 4 weeks go by, and it's Christmas. Like, oh, time to celebrate. And then we lose out again. How long do we think that we have? God only knows. And so when our Lord sent St. John the Baptist into this world, he had one mission, is to prepare the people for the coming of the Messiah. He fulfilled it. He preached, he set the example, and he died preaching the truth. How many of the people listened? Obviously not many. Does it mean that St. John the Baptist failed in his mission? Absolutely not. Look what our Lord says about him. Are you looking for a prophet? He is more than one. And our Lord says, I sent an angel before you. I sent an angel before you to preach to you. And they heard him not. And so Almighty God preaches to us. And for some of us, we tune him out. Maybe for us, we have jingle bells ringing through our head that we can't listen to Almighty God's preaching. But we won't put a CD in of Christmas music because that's just not right to do during Advent. But yet we can't hear the word of God. So think Think and pray. So far, how has the preparation gone? Because that is what Advent is about. To prepare for the coming of the Christ child. Spiritually, definitely into our soul. Physically, God only knows when that will come. But at least if we're prepared spiritually, we will be prepared physically when he comes. If his second coming comes this year at Christmas, may God find us ready. And so it is up to us to prepare our soul well for that, to be generous with God, to be generous for what God has given to us. And so therefore, as we take advantage of this time period to pray to St. John the Baptist, to pray to Our Lady, both whom prepared well for the incarnation, the coming of the Christ child. And so ask them, beseech them for the graces that we need to prepare our soul well for that, so that when Christ comes, he will find a proper abode. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.